Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. A new political party is now on its way to taking its place on the Michigan 2012 presidential ballot. A Michigan Elections Board, or the Michigan Elections Board, deciding yesterday that Americans Elect has gathered enough voter signatures to make the ballot. To talk about the new group, I'm joined by Kellen Arno. He's the Executive Director of Ballot Access and National Field Engagement for Americans Elect. Welcome to the program, Kellen.
Hi, thank you very much for having me on.
Now, I was told that you're not really a party, but rather a third party or a third ticket. Is there no defined political position for your group at this point?
That's correct. So Americans Elect really isn't a third party as much as it is really a second way of nominating a presidential ticket. And so out of that, Americans Elect has no preferred candidates, and it has no preferred ideology or platform. So that's where that distinction is from a the traditional model of a political party to what we are.
That sounds obviously very unique. So how is Americans Elect going to go about deciding on who its candidate will be?
So Americans Elect is going to host the first ever online convention, the winner of which will be on the ballot in all 50 states. And so what will happen is any registered voter in America, regardless of party affiliation, can come, sign on to be a delegate at our online convention. They don't have to leave their party. They can still vote in their own party's primary, can come on, debate the issues, shape the debate, and then when the convention rounds come, they can vote, and the winner of which, again, will be on the ballot in all 50 states.
Now, considering that you could very well have someone from one of the major parties be your candidate, what's the point of Americans Elect?
So what really the main point, I think, is twofold. One, it's basically an infrastructure that places more of the voice into the people, and it's more of a direct line. One of the interesting functions of Americans Elect is that as the candidates for president begin to identify themselves and be defined, when they pick their running mate, they're actually going to have to reach across the political space to do so. So, for instance, a Democrat could not run with another Democrat. They'd have to run with somebody from another party. And so that's obviously a major distinction from something we've seen with the two existing parties. And it's something that we think is going to create more of a solution-based governance model and help really get after the problems that we're facing as a country today.
Now, this effort to get yourself on state ballots across the country, what kind of financial backing does Americans Elect have, and where does the funding come from?
Sure. So right now, and you can certainly go onto the website at AmericansElect.org, and right now you'll see a button that certainly says give, and we're asking across the country. We are working to raise money at the grassroots level. And right now it's a 501c4, meaning that there's voluntary disclosure, and our giving stream, which is run again on the website, you can choose if you'd like to disclose yourself or not. Certainly, 50-state ballot access has a large price tag to it, and it's certainly a barrier to entry that's been in existence. So we did have initial funding that came in the form that's written in the form of a loan that, as we build up grassroots organization and grassroots support, we're hoping to pay back so that when the convention rolls out, nobody is given more than $10,000.
I'm talking to Kellen Arno. He's the Executive Director of Ballot Access and National Field Engagement for Americans Elect, which will be featuring a presidential candidate on at least Michigan's 2012 presidential ballot. So you are the director of ballot access. How many state ballots have you guys made it onto?
So Michigan is our sixth that we've actually been certified by the state. We're awaiting certification in two others, and we're actively circulating in about seven other states right now. And then we'll begin, to do more and more states. And there's unfortunately about 21 states that will not allow us to begin collecting until after the new year.
You know, many third-party candidates and those trying to get on the ballot have criticized the process, saying it's just much too difficult to get a candidate on the presidential ballots. What is your experience so far? Do you agree with that sentiment?
I would agree so. I think especially at the presidential level, I think one of the things we found is that as you look at ballot access from the state-by-state level, it's really unique and very different. So some states, for instance, Arkansas right now, which is a state we just finished, we needed to collect 2,000 signatures. So obviously not a very difficult thing. But to put it in perspective, California, we had to actually go out and collect 1.6 million signatures. And so what I think's happened at the presidential level is you have a scenario in where it's difficult in enough states that can keep you from being competitive against the two major parties. Fortunately, Americans Elect planned very well and gave us an early jump on it to go out and start organizing. And so we've actually collected nearly 2 million of the 2.9 million signatures you need when you sort of add up all the 50 state requirements. So we're well on our way, and we've surpassed our biggest obstacle. But I would agree that as a whole, 50-state ballot access is very difficult, and it's a duopoly, sort of a power that exists between the two major parties and one that we're going to be breaking.
And you think then you will end up on all 50 state ballots?
I think we have surpassed our greatest challenge, which was California. And I think that moving on, we've really developed a successful pattern, a successful way of reaching out to the state agencies, the election bodies. And I think that the support we've seen so far on the ground in terms of collecting the signatures, including here in Michigan, is really tremendous. And yes, we feel very, very confident that not only is 50-state ballot access achievable for us, but that, you know, it's going to really display a tremendous sense of change that people are yearning for in a standpoint of having a say in who they get to vote for.
Well, one thing about voting for president is that if it's not a Democrat or Republican, then you're basically throwing your vote away, since no third-party candidate really has a chance. Isn't that the sad truth?
I certainly understand where that sentiment comes from. I think a lot of people look back behind us and try to say, okay, well, you know, Ross Perot did it and John Anderson did it, and so that's the pattern of how it's gone. But what we're doing is so new and so innovative, I think that it does break that pattern. And I think one of the things we've seen, not just in our polling, but in communicating with everyday Americans, is that more so than any other time in history, there is this huge swath of the American public that are dissatisfied with both of the two parties. And we have tried every combination, and it seems not to be working. And so this isn't a situation of a third party that's going to play a spoiler where we're going to take votes off of one party or the other. We're going to come down, and because of our insistence on reaching across the political space, we're going to come down that middle and take that space that is right now being ignored, and I think really define a new pattern and a new way that a third group can be effective and have a say.
Only about a minute left. You know, very curious approach to put this effort into putting a candidate on the ballot, yet not having any real political position as a group. I mean, what's to stop a group like the Tea Party from placing a candidate in the running using your national organization's effort to have the candidate on all these ballots and simply essentially using your infrastructure to put a candidate who has a strong following by a small group like that?
I think it's a great question, and I think that one of the things is we talk to people and we hear that question. I think that really the answer is twofold. One, the eventual requirement that candidate will have to reach across the political space and one that a Tea Party group might put up, I think would have a very difficult time finding sort of an ideological counterbalance to that person. And so certainly you could see a situation where a group got involved and got a lot of energy behind it, but at the end of the day, if their candidate can't find a suitable running mate on our platform, it's not going to go anywhere. And lastly, what we're finding as we get out and talk to people is that we've become sort of a refuge for the people that do feel forgotten, and they're coming out in force right now. We've got hundreds of thousands of people, so I don't think that that's going to be an issue that we're going to face.
Kellen Arno, Executive Director of Ballot Access for Americans Elect, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.